How difficult was batting on this pitch, or was it easy or difficult? Because the pin ball is a main case for the Indian team.
I think batting under lights was difficult when I batted yesterday, and even when I saw on TV what was happening in the first session. I think first session is slightly easier to bat because we are playing, there's no lights. And when there is lights, I think the ball starts swinging a little more. So it is a bit challenging, and also the kind of experience we have. Most of the test matches we have played during the day. So during the sunlight, it's easy to see the ball, whether it's red or pink. But when it comes to, when we start playing under lights, it is a little challenging for the batsman.
You played the pink ball earlier in a different format, in a different ball. What would you say were the differences between this and the Kobura?
Not a major difference, because even this ball is travelling from the bat. SG ball is swinging a little more than what Kobura used to do. But I think there is little more spin with the SG ball. When I played Duleep Trophy with Kobura ball, I don't think there was much assistance for spinners, apart from the wrist spinners. So with this ball, I think there is some spin. We saw today when Taijul was bowling, he also got a little bit of spin. Ashwin also got a little bit of spin. So I think there is little more assistance for spinners, but it is still not as much as what you get from a red ball.
Can you talk us about the declaration decision at that time? Was it difficult to bat in that 40-45 minutes before the tea break? Like, was there any visibility issues? Is that why you guys decided to declare at that time?
I think that was the right time to bowl, because the ball was swinging, and we felt that if we start bowling at that time, we can pick up early wickets, and that is what happened. We got four early wickets, and that was the right time when the ball was swinging. Dew wasn't there. Dew started after tea time, so that was the perfect time to bowl.
Yeah. Chitishwar, you batted yesterday under the lights. You fielded under the lights. You took catches the line, but you also saw a lot of batsmen getting hit. So was that just because of good bowling, one good technique, or was it also the fact that the light and the pink ball had a role to play?
I thought light and pink ball had a role to play because as a batsman it is not easy to pick the ball, especially short balls. The kind of pace our fast bowlers has, it is not easy. So I think it's because of the pink ball and playing under lights, because their batters, they have, as far as I know, they haven't even played any first class game with pink ball, so it's not easy.
Jaishan, you have played a lot of cricket in England. So the way Virat was batting, also standing a couple of feet outside the popping crease, his approach looked pretty similar to the way he played in England to cover the swing. So do you think that should be an approach as far as countering the pink ball?
You can do that, but it also depends on the kind of bowler you are facing. If you are facing someone who is bowling more than 140 kilometers an hour, then it becomes difficult to stand outside the crease. If someone who is bowling 130, 135, you can still manage to do that. So, yes, you can do that, but you also have to look at the pace of the bowler and then take a decision.
Chetishwar, can you talk us through that first 7 overs, 13 for 4, Ishan breathing fire? What was the talk in the middle of that time?
It was really simple, because when we batted yesterday, we knew that there will be enough assistance for the bowlers, so to bowl in the right areas. Our fast bowlers have been bowling well, not just recently, but if you look at last one or 2 years, our fast bowling attack has improved a lot. They have been picking wickets consistently. So the game plan was very simple, to bowl in the right areas and try and make them play as many balls as possible. And we knew that the ball is going to swing, so it was important to control the swing and still be accurate with line and length.
Did it swing a little bit more than yesterday?
I think so. When we started bowling yesterday at 1 o'clock, it wasn't swinging as much. So under lights, yes, with the new ball, it was swinging a lot.
Yes, sir. What's your reaction about this captain's log? Because this is a fast impulse in shooting. What do you want to say?
Well, he batted really well, and he's someone who has been scoring a lot of runs in all the formats, so it's always good to see him score these runs. He has been very consistent in all the formats, so yes, I'm very sure that he will be pleased with Pink Ball 100.
We'll take last few.
Jeteshwar, since you are standing in the slips, deliberately I'm asking you, Ishant is normally supposed to be hit the deck baller, right? And are you surprised that he's been getting beautiful outswingers and getting those wickets? Can it be attributed to the pink ball?
No, I think that is something which he has worked on. Even if you look at the last game, which we played it in Indore, he was still able to get that ball going, especially against the left-handers. And now he can do the same thing against the right-hand batsman as well. So, I think he has learned that ball, and especially the kind of swing he gets for the right-handers, and the moment the ball starts going away from the right-handers, it becomes really difficult to face him, because most of his balls are angling into the right-handers, and after pitching, the delivery which he has developed is which goes away from the right-handers, and we have seen many bold and nick-offs in his bowling. So that is one delivery which he has developed, and the kind of length he's bowling, it's very difficult to bat against him.
Last three.
Jiteshwar, you spoke about the difficulties of batting against the pink ball under lights. So going forward, how will you react to a proposal of playing a pink ball test in, say, Australia or South Africa or anywhere?
Well, it is BCCI's decision to make, but going forward, if we are going to play more pink ball games, we'll have to practice more under lights and start getting used to this. So, it is not my call, so I can't say much, but if we have to play, then we will have to start practicing more.
Would you request for a practice match or something before the pink ball test in future?
Well, if we are playing away from home, you don't have that much of time, because you, out of four test matches, you will play only one game with the pink ball. So you would rather have a practice game with the red ball, because at least three test matches will be with the red ball. So you don't want to have a practice game with the pink ball. Because in between the series, you never play a practice game. So I don't think it's practical to play a pink ball warm-up game.
I too.
Well, Jiteshwar, just want to know, according to you as a batsman, which is the right ideal time to bat with the pink ball, whether it is the first session or the third session when the due sets in?
I think it's a mix of both, because when you start off the innings, it's I felt that it's easier to bat, and then there's a twilight time when the ball starts swinging a little more, and once the dew comes in, it again becomes slightly easier to bat. So it's first couple of hours are easier to bat, and then maybe say last couple of hours or maybe last hour it's easier to bat. Yeah.
I know.
Jiteshwar, आपने सालों से टेस्ट क्रिकेट खेल रहे हो, सब कॉन्टिनेंट खास करके इंडियन विकेट पर कैसे खेला जाता है और गैलरी कितना फाका रहता है टेस्ट क्रिकेट में, ये आपने देखा है, तो इस मैच में लेकिन ये नहीं हुआ, पूरा 7000 क्राउड है, तो ये कैसे आप एंजॉय किया, ऐसे परफॉर्मर कैसे एंजॉय कर रहे थे?
See, when you are playing test cricket and when the crowd comes in, it's always motivating for all the players. I feel that test cricket is still alive, and this was one of the occasions which will boost test cricket. So as a player, we do enjoy this atmosphere, and especially when we are fielding, when you are batting, you are always concentrating on the ball, but bowlers need a lot of support, and when we are fielding, and the moment crowds start supporting the bowlers and fielders, it's a great atmosphere, and the bowlers are always charged up, so it always helps fast bowlers and spinners when they are bowling. And it is always a nice atmosphere, although the game might not go on until day 4, but it's still a good experience, and I'm sure the crowd is also enjoying this.
Thank you.
Thank you.